Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 5:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. It's Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Kicking off this week, this Monday. The next 10 days looking great. Austin, all over that. Coming up in less than 5 minutes, we'll talk about the local weather situation. Before we get into that, let's go ahead and jump into the top three trending stories this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
Okay, the Pensacola Police Department welcomed its newest member, K-9 Jet, a 16-month-old Chesapeake Bay Retriever specializing in explosives detonation. Jet was imported from Hungary and has completed intensive training and certification programs alongside his handler, Officer Travis Heron. This marks Officer Heron's fourth K-9 partner and the fourth explosive detonation dog assigned to the airport since 2002. FDOT reporting drivers will encounter 10 freeway eastbound lane closures between markers 9 and 10. This is near Highway 29, the Highway 29 exit today and tomorrow. Just make sure you're aware of that. Happens between 8 p.m. and 6 a.m. In other words, it's happening during the overnight hours. And new life-saving devices have been installed along Pensacola Beach thanks to the Gulf Breeze Rotary Club. The installation of 40 rescue tubes for emergencies now in place. The tube is a portable flotation device that anybody on shore can grab and quickly throw to a struggling swimmer. According to the Rescue Tube Foundation, drowning, third leading cause of unintentional death worldwide.
Here's your top state stories this hour.
Well, for spring breakers, the good times may be over in part of Bay County. Panama City Beach Police Chief J.R. Talamantes posted a message on Facebook yesterday. It was in response to some gun crimes that took place during spring break. It basically said that Panama City Beach can no longer be a spring break town, and that time is over. He says he'll have serious discussions with stakeholders and city leadership about the future of spring break season. He closes the message by writing, quote, "To the good visitors, you'll always be welcome. To the idiots, go somewhere else."
Right, search continues for missing boaters after their vessel capsized last week off the Florida coastline. Grinnell Fox has more on this.
The Coast Guard said the accident about 30 miles off the Florida coast killed one of 10 people on board. Four were rescued Sunday. Martin County Fire and Rescue said injuries to three of them were not life-threatening. Five others who were on board remain missing. The Sheriff's Office in Martin County said the group did include people from Haiti and the Dominican Republic. It also reports one of the survivors said the boat left the Bahamas nearly a week and a half ago. Searchers have not given an update on attempts to locate the missing passengers or the purpose for the trip. Grinnell Scott, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your state headlines in just a moment, but first, this traffic and weather update brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on 9 Mile Road. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. We do have an accident being reported on Michigan Avenue, traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway, adding a little bit to the typical congestion we see around there. And last but not least, Gulf Breeze Parkway. If you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, we got some problems in that area as well. As for the weather, sitting at around 75 degrees still. It's going to be a low of 64 tonight with some clouds in the sky. Those will start to dissipate tomorrow, where it will be mostly sunny, high of 79, low of 52.
Okay, the three campus police departments in Florida are looking to officially work with federal immigration authorities to help identify and remove illegal aliens. Fox's Eben Brown has more from Miami.
The on-campus police departments at the University of Florida in Gainesville, the University of South Florida in Tampa, and Florida Atlantic University in Boca Raton are all seeking to be deputized by the U.S. government to aid in immigration enforcement. It is part of the initiative of both the Trump administration and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis to crack down on illegal migrants involving the reach of local law enforcement. International students from schools in other states have recently had their visas canceled following accusations of terrorism and failing to maintain student enrollment. In Miami, Eben Brown, Fox News.
And Governor Ron DeSantis is advocating for reduced property taxes. We knew that. But earlier today, the Senate proposed a tax package known as Senate Bill 7034 that includes a study on options for cutting property taxes and their implications. The bill mandates the legislature's Office of Economic and Demographic Research to analyze the impact of significant reductions on homestead property taxes and offer policy options to mitigate negative effects on local governments.
And while we're talking about Governor DeSantis, he will be in town tomorrow. And you can hear his press conference starting about 9:30 on News Radio 92.3. Yes, his event gets underway at Pensacola State College, and we will be there bringing that to you live on News Radio 92.3. Very excited about that. Florida teacher is about to lose her job after being reported for breaking a parental rights law. Data Marie McNichol has more from West Palm Beach.
School officials say this wasn't a case of a teacher using a nickname. Rather, when parents found out that their child was being called a name that didn't align with their gender, they reported the teacher for violating state law. Florida, among several other states, passed a law requiring parental consent for teachers to use a student's preferred name. Now, Brevard Public Schools says Melissa Calhoun, a teacher at Satellite High School, admitted that she knowingly did not comply with the state statute. Calhoun's contract was not renewed for the following school year. The district released a statement that says they do support parents' rights to be the primary decision maker in their children's lives, and Florida law affirms their right to be informed.
And some state Democrats sounding the alarm after the freezing of about $300 million in federal FEMA funding. State House Democratic Caucus Leader Fentrice Driscoll says this money was earmarked for projects to help protect the state from storms and natural disasters. She's urging state congressional Republicans to push back. The administration is considering sending disaster response funding directly to the states rather than through FEMA.
518 News Radio 92.3, new legislation, House Bill 655 targeting pet insurance. It's clear the legislature with a broad support. The Senate version has already cleared all three committee stops by unanimous votes. The measure now awaits Governor DeSantis' signature, and if signed, it would take effect on January 1st.
All righty, 518 here. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now. When we return, we'll get some national headlines for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Here's today's Strength for Life.
Someone recently asked me, do you believe in guardian angels? And my answer is yes, but only for the Christian. In a rhetorical question, Hebrews 1:14 explains that angels are sent forth to minister for them who shall be heirs of salvation. So Christian person, since you're saved, an angel has been sent forth to minister to you. And remember, Psalm 103 explains that angels excel in strength. Angels are colossal beings. They are greater in power and might than the strongest of men. However, as strong as angels are, Jesus is stronger. As wonderful as it is to think about the many ways that angels serve us, Jesus served us in a far greater way by giving his life a ransom for us. Angels are created beings, and they're wonderful, but Jesus is the eternal creator God, so rejoice in Jesus today.
For more Strength for Life, check out our website at strengthforlife.church.
Spring is a great time of the year for gardening, whether it's fertilizing the lawn, pruning, planting shrubs and summer blooming plants, and of course, tending to that vegetable garden. This is Mike Wiggins. If you've got spring gardening questions, we've got answers on the News Radio Garden Line every Tuesday morning at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. And if you miss us on Tuesday, then catch the Encore Edition every Saturday morning at 9.
Sponsored by Pensacola Hardware and Hall's Hardware in Milton on News Radio 92.3.
Is your business, church organization, civic group, school, or other nonprofit organization having a fundraiser or other community event? Let News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 help you spread the word. Send us your information to be presented on our Here's What's Happening weekly announcements. We look forward to hearing from you. Submit your events at newsradio923.com.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem even I can't fight alone. Childhood hunger. Over 17 million kids in America may not know where their next meal is coming from. That's one in five children. Yet billions of pounds of surplus food produced right here in America just get thrown out every year. That's more than enough to feed every last hungry child. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids before it goes to waste. But they can't do it without your help. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank by going to feedingamerica.org. Together we can knock out hunger. Together, we're Feeding America.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org, brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Lefty loosey, righty tighty.
Okay, here's the thing about yellow snow. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
Learn how to drive, you moron!
Remember, you're always teaching. Teach carefully. React with rage, and kids will learn it's okay to do the same. Keep your cool, and kids will do likewise. For advice, visit actagainstviolence.org. Brought to you by MetLife Foundation, National Association for the Education of Young Children, and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about this huge story in Florida about the $10 million settlement payment from Centene to Hope, Florida, whether that money was then used for political campaign purposes when it should have been money that came back to the state. Also, John Pickens and I had a chance to ride on a container vessel going out from the Port of Pensacola through the pass and learn from the harbor pilot what that was like. Really amazing stuff. There's video on our Facebook page if you want to check it out. Listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
We now return you to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Text in your questions at 850-437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Here's your top national stories this hour.
Okay, 523, News Radio 92.3. Stocks ending up this afternoon after President Trump relaxed some of his tariffs. Hillary Barsky has your numbers.
Stocks kicking off the new trading week in the green as investors cheer a tariff rollback for the tech industry after the White House eased tariffs on smartphones, chips, and computers. The news boosted shares of technology hardware companies like Apple. The tech giant assembles most of its devices in China. Apple shares rose 2% on the news. And shares of automakers popped, including General Motors and Stellantis, after President Trump said he was looking at an automotive tariff pause to give car companies more time to adjust. The Dow winners, Goldman Sachs, Apple and McDonald's, the Dow decliners, United Health Group, Amazon, and JP Morgan Chase. The Dow rising 312 points, the Nasdaq higher by 107, S&P 500 up 43. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
In Washington State, joining a coalition of 21 attorneys general in support of two law firms being targeted by the Trump administration, President Trump issued executive orders that cut security clearances for employees of the law firms, prevents the employees from being hired by the government, and bans them from federal buildings. Washington Attorney General Nick Brown says the president took the action because he dislikes the two law firms and says that the president's action will undermine the legal system.
524 News Radio 92.3, a top Trump administration economist is dismissing recession concerns. And they are kind of spreading across Washington pretty fluidly today. Fox's Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett is not concerned about recession fears.
100% not. 100% not.
Hassett points to the unemployment figures and job creation and says CEOs he's speaking with say production remains high even with new tariff uncertainty.
And in terms of sales of foreign goods, people are buying as many as they can because they're worried about future tariffs. So everything's through the roof.
President Trump says his reciprocal tariff plan, which was largely delayed for 3 months, will bring more manufacturing jobs to the U.S. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your national headlines in just a moment, but first, looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on I-10. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound, passing the I-110 north ramp. Also, have some on 9 Mile if you're traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, and on Pine Forest Road, traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be mostly sunny, high of 79, low of 52.
526, News Radio 92.3, the rate of car thefts in the U.S. are on the decline. Jeff Manasso has more in Fox Wheels.
It's Fox Wheels.
For the first time in years, the National Insurance Crime Bureau reports that car thefts dropped nationwide in 2024 to pre-pandemic levels. Over 850,000 vehicles were reported stolen last year. That's a 17% drop from 2023. The NICB says all states except for Maine saw a decrease in car thefts. As for the cars stolen last year, the Hyundai Elantra and Sonata taking the two top spots again. More car buyers are opting for 84-month terms on new car loans, according to a report from Edmunds that found that 7-year loans accounted for almost 20% of new vehicle financing in the first 3 months of 2025. The average loan payment for new vehicles about $750, about 18% of new car buyers face a monthly payment of around $1,000. That's Fox Wheels. I'm Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
All righty, and U.S. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins announced a cancellation of the Partnerships for Client Smart Commodities due to high administration fees that limit direct funding to farmers, though some of their projects may continue if they prove significant federal funds will be beneficial. Rollins also announced new presidential appointments aimed at supporting President Trump's America First agenda at the USDA. He welcomed a new team committed to promoting rural prosperity and reducing regulatory burdens for farmers and producers.
Well, two former aides of President Trump under his first term find themselves being investigated criminally. Howie Kurtz has more in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
President Trump told me and others during the campaign that he wasn't interested in retribution, only success. But the moves he just made against two of his own former aides from the first term suggest that's not entirely true. One of them is Miles Taylor, better known as Anonymous, the guy who wrote a New York Times op-ed without his name, ripping the president. And certainly President Trump is entitled to hit back. But he's ordered the Justice Department to conduct a criminal investigation of Miles Taylor. The other is Chris Krebs, who was the cybersecurity chief in the first term. His sin, according to Trump, and he's also now under criminal investigation, is not to go along with the notion that the 2020 election was stolen. His own probe showed that it wasn't stolen. So this is getting a lot of coverage because even if they're not convicted of anything, you got to hire a lawyer at great expense. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
And of course, one of our biggest headlines just dominating today was one man facing charges after an early morning fire at the Pennsylvania governor's mansion yesterday. According to the Pennsylvania State Police, firefighters responded to the Harrisburg residence of Governor Josh Shapiro at about 2 a.m. Shapiro says his family was home at the time but were able to escape unharmed. Police say Cody Balmer hopped a fence and set the fire. He was charged today with criminal attempted murder, terrorism, aggravated arson, and more.
Tensions running high today as China is ramping up military exercises around Taiwan, prompting fears that they could lead to new aggression. Jennifer Griffith at the Pentagon this afternoon.
China announced this weekend it is suspending the sale of critical minerals to the United States in response to President Trump's trade war. China produces 90% of the world's rare earth minerals, which are needed for U.S. defense capabilities, weapons manufacturing, and aerospace, causing the Pentagon to take note. Earlier this month, China's military had ramped up exercises around Taiwan, military drills that included live fire, long-range strikes, and blockade operations that some believe foreshadow a future military invasion.
And a 5.2 earthquake being reported in the San Diego area earlier today. The USGS says it struck at around 10 a.m. local time northeast of San Diego. Authorities say there are reports of minor damage, but there are no injuries. And meanwhile, some public rail lines were closed temporarily for inspections.
Yeah, a light little shaker there on the West Coast today. Certainly get your attention, that's for sure. 5.2 is pretty reasonable.
Yeah.
Some Pensacola residents got a financial treat last month when the Florida Division of Unclaimed Property returned $1.32 million in unclaimed property. The property, by the way, is a financial asset that is, and this is basically unknown, lost, left inactive, unclaimed, or abandoned by its owner. Now, statewide, the division returned more than $44 million in unclaimed property. You think you got some of this money coming your way?
I hope.
To fltreasurehunt.gov for more information, and hopefully you'll get some money back as well. The put this down on your calendar, Pensacola Beach Chamber Annual Arts and Wine Fest coming up on Saturday, May 10th on the boardwalk. Vince free, wine tasting, of course, does require a ticket. It's not free.
This is is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. A Maryland jury finds Victor Martinez Hernandez guilty following the 2023 killing of Rachel Morin. She's a mother of five. Prosecutors say she was jogging on a hiking trail when she was raped and murdered. Fox's Griff Jenkins.
Harford County State's attorneys spent days laying out their case, extensive, graphic, and focused on DNA evidence. The state called 32 witnesses, including Morin's daughters, boyfriend, and several law enforcement officers.
Martinez Hernandez is from El Salvador. President Trump floating a potential pause on auto tariffs. National Economic Council Director Kevin Hassett says the president has been talking with industry leaders.
So when he talks to CEOs, they say, hey, I need a little more time with this. I need a little time more time with that. Then he's absolutely willing to listen.
Speaking to Fox Business, America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Thursday at 9 a.m., the Pensacola Expert Panel welcomes Mathnasium to the studio. If you have school-aged children, Adana Elder will be in the studio to enlighten you on the Mathnasium method. Mathnasium has a solution for students of all skill levels. At Mathnasium, they are changing lives through math. So don't miss the Pensacola Expert Panel, Thursday at 9 with Mathnasium.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Hi, I'm Layla Ali. I might be undefeated in professional boxing, but there's one problem I can't fight alone: childhood hunger. 17 million kids in America struggle with it. That's why the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks gathers surplus food and gets it to hungry kids. Join me in supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org.
To help solve hunger in your community and to find your local food bank, visit feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
Pensacola right now.
News Radio 92.3, 534. Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Zipping along here. Thanks for so much for having us on today. We appreciate that ride home. Real quickly here, we're going to get into some sports in just a second. Let me go ahead and dive into the three top trending stories we're looking at this afternoon.
Here's today's top three stories.
One thing for sure, mortgage rates higher today, now above that 7% mark. Very concerning element here in case you possibly are buying or selling a home. Mortgage News Daily reporting the average rate, 30-year fixed mortgage, 7.07%. Average rate on a 15-year fixed mortgage, around 6.48%. It is the future of neighborhood designs, and tonight, Kobe Lefkowitz, an urbanist, real estate developer, writer, consultant, all-around good guy, will be at CivicCon to answer questions and more. Lefkowitz's presentation gets underway at 6 at the right place at the First United Methodist Church. That's on 80 East Wright Street. And interesting, were you concerned on Friday? Did you know that the president went in for his physical?
I heard about it, yes.
Did you hear how he did?
No.
Okay. That was the good news, because nothing happened. It was good. On Friday, President Trump went in for his annual physical checkup. Trump's doctor says the oldest man elected president is fully fit to serve as the commander-in-chief as the White House released results Sunday of the president's recent physical examination.
Here's your top sports stories this hour.
Well, we've got another coach firing in the NBA. Luckily, it's not as questionable as the recent ones we've heard. The Phoenix Suns firing head coach Mike Budenholzer. That's according to multiple reports. He led the Suns to a 36-46 record in his first and only season with the team. This now marks the third straight offseason that we'll see Phoenix hire a new head coach. Meanwhile, reports say that the Pelicans are firing executive VP David Griffin after 6 years with the team. I will say this about Budenholzer in Phoenix. I think he's a good coach. He saw success with the Milwaukee Bucks. He had an unflattering first year with a lot of talent, but if it's his first year and you're on a coaching carousel, you got to learn to give somebody a chance.
All right. Hold on. Here's your latest Fox Sports update on News Radio 92.3.
Fox Sports update.
I got to go get a green jacket.
Yeah! The 2025 Masters champion, Rory McIlroy. Yeah!
I go back to watching this tournament the weekend with my father when I was 7 and 8 years old, watching Tiger Woods do what he did in 1997. That was my inspiration to try to become what I am today. And to think that I'm up here wearing one of those green jackets is, honestly, it's a dream come true. Like, my dreams have been made today.
On CBS, anybody who witnessed Rory McIlroy in the moments after he sank his winning putt on the first playoff hole to win the Masters over Justin Rose saw a man express pure bear joy, unbridled exultation, an exhale of 11 years trying to win his fourth different Grand Slam. McIlroy's torso shuddered on the green while tears of joy escaped from his eyes after he fell to the ground following his final putt.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
On CBS, Rory McIlroy has now won all four major tournaments. He's the sixth man to do so. Join Gene Sarazen, Ben Hogan, Gary Player, Jack Nicklaus, and Tiger Woods. The NBA regular season ended Sunday. The play-in tournament begins tomorrow. In the Eastern Conference, the Atlanta Hawks will visit the Orlando Magic tomorrow. The winner will become the seventh seed of the East and face the second seed Celtics, the reigning champs. Second game tomorrow, the Warriors will be home to play the Grizzlies for the right to become the seventh seed of the West and face the Rockets. The teams that lose tomorrow will get another shot to make the playoffs Friday when they'll face the teams who win Wednesday's play-in games, Miami at Chicago and Dallas at Sacramento. Yesterday, the Nuggets grabbed the fourth seed of the West, the Clippers got the fifth, and the Timberwolves grabbed the sixth seed. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
And the next stars of the WNBA will hear their names called on tonight. The three-round draft takes place from New York City with Commissioner Kathy Engelbert announcing selections. UConn superstar Paige Beckers is expected to go first overall to the Wings after averaging nearly 20 points a game for the national champs.
You know, when they're talking about the NBA and a lot of coaching changes, and for one, I'd like to pick out here the Phoenix Suns kind of readjustment.
Yeah.
They've been doing a lot of readjustments recently with their coaches. Not a lot of tenure on that side. Jared Max has more from Phoenix.
Another NBA season complete, another head coach dismissed by the Phoenix Suns. Mike Budenholzer, who the Suns gave a 5-year, $50 million contract to before this season, became the third head coach of the Suns to lose his job since 2023. Monty Williams, Frank Vogel, now Mike Budenholzer, who 4 years ago coached the Milwaukee Bucks to an NBA title. This season, the Suns had their highest team payroll ever. They started the season with an 8-1 record, but for the first time in five seasons finished with a losing record. 36 wins, 46 defeats. 11th place in the Western Conference, not in the playoffs or the play-in tournament. Last season, the Suns won 13 more games and made the playoffs, and then parted ways with head coach Frank Vogel. Jared Max, Fox News.
And former LSU wide receiver Kyron Lacy passing away at the age of 24 this weekend. Lacy reportedly took his own life Saturday night in Houston while being chased by police. The chase ended in a crash, and deputies say Lacy shot himself as they approached his car. He had played 3 seasons at LSU after starting his career at Louisiana and at one point had been getting hype as potentially being a pretty high draft pick.
Okay, a high school basketball player in West Virginia who may have gone a little too far during a game is facing more than just a personal foul. CJ Papa has more.
An alleged case of dirty play is going from the basketball court to a court of law. The case involves an 18-year-old high school athlete arrested last week for an alleged attack during a game in February. Gage Ketterman plays for the Harmon School. He's accused of injuring an opponent from Union High. Court documents show the victim's mother contacted West Virginia State Police after the game, claiming her son's nose was broken from an elbow to the face by Ketterman. She said her son was bleeding for more than 4 hours and went to a nearby hospital. Police said they watched a clip from the game and concluded his actions seem intentional and criminally malicious in nature. He's being charged as an adult. CJ Papa, Fox News.
And the NTSB said that a crash investigation that involved a plane crash in New York State on Saturday involved an MIT soccer player and 2022 NCAA Woman of the Year, Karina Groff. She passed away in the crash along with several members of her family, including her boyfriend, father, mother, brother, and her brother's partner. The plane carrying the victims took off from White Plains and crashed near the Massachusetts border.
541 News Radio 92.3. Hearing a lot of these disturbing air crashes recently.
I know.
Big story going into Sunday's NASCAR Cup Series, Food City 500, was Denny Hamlin going for a third straight win. Greg Thompson tells us instead, we may have to see something just as impressive.
We may not have gotten a three-peat, but we might have seen a new king of Bristol Motor Speedway get crowned. Kyle Larson went in front on the 40th lap and stayed there almost the entire rest of the way, leading 411 of the 500 laps in total to take the checkered flag after also winning both the Xfinity Series race here on Saturday and the Fall Cup Series race at Bristol last September. And as Larson told FS1, this win came with the added bonus of also holding off Hamlin, who finished second.
Glad to stop his three-peat. We hate to see him win, so as I'm sure you guys do too. But
in total, Larson has led 873 of the last 1,000 Cup Series laps at Bristol. Greg Thompson, Fox News.
All righty, and to cap off your sports segment, here is your CBS Sports Minute.
This is your CBS Sports Minute. This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook that knows how to treat you right. Please gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Kevin Durant is one of the 20 best NBA players ever, but his resume post his time with the Golden State Warriors has been one hot mess. His time in Brooklyn was a disaster, and this chapter in Phoenix is even worse. Today, Mike Budenholzer was fired, making it the third straight year coach has been fired out in the desert. However, Durant will probably follow this time, and wherever he winds up, I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze anymore for KD. I'm Zach Gelb.
What's up, baseball fans? Go yard with BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Enjoy top odds on your favorite home run bets, fast and convenient ways to play same-game parlays, special boosts and tokens, and so much more. From the first pitch to the game-winning fireworks, there are more ways than ever to supercharge your excitement. Download the BetMGM app and get your piece of MLB action. BetMGM is an official partner of Major League Baseball. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. First bet offers for new customers only. All other promotions for existing customers. Subject to eligibility requirements. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Here's today's business news.
Alrighty, President Trump calling on the FCC chair to give substantial penalties to CBS. According to Huffington Post, the president is furious over the 60 Minutes Sunday broadcast about Greenlanders' opposition to becoming part of the U.S. and a failed immediate promise to end the Ukrainian war. Trump urging the FCC chair, Brendan Carr, to issue the network maximum fines and punishment, and it should have their license revoked.
Well, this will be interesting. Starbucks workers will soon be sporting a new look. Hillary Barsky explains.
The coffee giant is issuing a new dress code for workers across its North American stores beginning in May. The move comes as Starbucks looks to revamp its store image and boost business while improving its work environment under CEO Brian Nickel, who took the helm last fall. As part of the updated dress code, employees will be required to wear solid black short sleeve or long sleeve shirts. Employees may also wear bottoms in any shade of khaki, black, or blue denim. Starbucks said the change will create a sense of familiarity for customers while helping the company deliver a more consistent coffee house experience. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
We'll continue with your business notes in just a moment. But first, looking at the roads here, not too much going on. Do have some backups on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Also have some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound towards Highway 87. Outside of that, there's not much holding you up. As for the weather, sitting at around 75 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 79, low of 52.
The diamond industry is expressing optimism after President Trump issued a temporary pause on higher tariffs for most nations. Madison Allworth has more for you.
They're thrilled because they mostly come from India. 92% of lab-grown diamonds and 45% of real diamonds come from India. And so the diamond and jewelry industry, they were alarmed when Trump announced a 26% tariff on the country. That's also because diamond industry has seen a drop in sales and prices of natural diamonds. That's because lab diamonds have driven down the price. We also have wars going on around the world, which decreases the market for people going out and buying diamonds. So when those tariffs were first announced, it seems that India actually exported about $1 billion worth of diamonds and jewelry to the U.S.
And the price of eggs is at a record level ahead of Easter. NBC's Stephanie Gosk reports that the average price of a dozen eggs is now at an all-time high of $6.23, while soaring cocoa prices are making chocolate more expensive. And economists warn that prices could go even higher in the weeks ahead. Some consumers looking for alternatives to eggs this year and plan to dye marshmallows, potatoes, or fake eggs bought in craft stores instead.
Just when I learned how to cook eggs, they go up on the price.
Yeah, golly. A victim of circumstance.
Yes, you're right. Japan's going to get a look at American driverless vehicles. Oh, here we go. Eben Brown has more in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
American autonomous vehicles will be coming to Japan soon. Driverless car company Waymo will begin testing its tech in Japan next week. It's the first international trial for Waymo, owned by Google's parent corporation, Alphabet. The company is referring to the event as a road trip as they attempt to learn about the nuances of driving in Japanese traffic, which is a little different from American traffic. For instance, in Japan, they drive on the left side of the street. 25 cars will be deployed, and they will not be driving themselves. They'll be operated by drivers who will also be gathering mapping data. And in Tokyo, where some cars have already been spotted. But Waymo says the plan is to eventually bring its autonomous taxi service to Japan. Waymo is already providing service in U.S. cities like Los Angeles, San Francisco, Phoenix, and Austin, and is expanding service to others. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And President Trump says he'll be announcing tariff rates on imported semiconductors this week. Trump made the announcement yesterday aboard Air Force One, adding that there will be a certain amount of flexibility for some companies. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick also said yesterday that semiconductors wouldn't be included in certain tariff exemptions announced on Friday for electronics like phones and computers. Trump's reciprocal tariffs currently include 125% on Chinese goods, which Beijing has matched on U.S. imports to that country.
And talking about hemp here this afternoon, Pensacola Republican Representative Michelle Saltzman may be giving Florida a clearer picture of what hemp legislation could pass out of the legislature this year. Saltzman is leading the effort to craft House legislation that will likely unroll an amendment today to legislation that could impose taxes on THC-infused drinks and other products. House Bill 7029 would tax hemp similar to cigarettes and wines.
Well, I'm glad that you mentioned that because we can kind of go down a similar route here with medical marijuana company Trulieve. They've contributed nearly $20 million to a renewed effort to pass a constitutional amendment allowing the use of recreational marijuana in Florida. The company contributed that money to the Smart and Safe Florida Political Action Committee in the first 3 months of this year. Now, if this entire concept sounds familiar to you, that's because Trulieve contributed about $145 million towards the push for a marijuana amendment last year, but the measure fell short of the required 60% support needed to pass.
A whole lot of folks puffing on that pot, let me tell you. President Trump defending his changing tariff policies as smartphones, computers, other electronics come into focus this week. Jackie Heinrich has more from the White House.
For a minute, it looked like computers, smartphones, semiconductor manufacturing equipment, wireless routers, memory chips, and other electronics might escape the tariffs entirely until the president said they are still subject to that 20% charge he imposed over fentanyl, posting online that nobody is getting off the hook. And he says this week we will get some more guidance about new charges for that sector specifically. Some confusion was spurred from the mixed messaging. The Commerce Secretary said on one of the Sunday shows the exemption was never meant to give the industry a free pass forever and that the new charges would be announced soon. So that made it sound like the tariffs hadn't been put in place yet, but the president's post indicated the electronics were still subject to that 20% fentanyl charge.
Alrighty, 5:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we'll get some more frivolous notes for you, some pop culture stuff going on around the nation today. You're listening to Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back in just a couple minutes.
Hi, this is Jeff Lane, General Sales Manager of ADX Communications. Our team of expert marketing consultants, backed by over 200 years of combined experience, has helped hundreds of local businesses increase their market share. With four powerful radio stations, we can create a customized marketing plan tailored to your needs. And if digital advertising is part of your strategy, we've got you covered. ADX Digital offers cutting-edge solutions and exclusive products and strategies that gives your business an edge. Let's make 2025 a year of success for your business, whether it's on the market leader, Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, the area's top news talk station, the go-to for sports fans, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola Playlist 94.5 for reaching women and lifestyle audiences, or ADX Digital, targeted digital strategies that drive results. One call, one team, endless possibilities. Call me, Jeff Wayne, at 850-262-6000.
When I started having trouble reading and threading a sewing needle, I went to the ophthalmologist right away. I have AMD, age-related macular degeneration. It's the leading cause of blindness in people over 60. I'm getting treatments now, and my vision is better. I also called the Foundation Fighting Blindness to learn how to prevent and manage AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for helpful information on AMD. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Join the Pensacola Expert Panel Wednesday at 10:30 as Bess Marks from Lazy Boy joins the show, talking about upcoming events at all three Gulf Coast locations, Pensacola, Spanish Fort, and Mobile, how to incorporate Lazy Boy's free in-home design service with recliners, sofas, accessories, and artwork to make your home look just like a picture out of a magazine.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions, 850-437-1620.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin.
Here's today's pop culture news.
5:53, News Radio 92.3, Blue Origin has launched an all-female flight crew into space for the first time in decades. Happened earlier today. Fox's business's Kelly Sabrini is at the launch site in Van Horn, Texas.
Of course, they went really fast to reach space in 4 minutes. They went three times the speed of sound. Within 4 minutes, they reached the Kármán line. That's the internationally recognized line of space. And then they were experiencing weightlessness for about 4 minutes. Amanda Nguyen is an advocate for sexual and domestic violence survivors. She was visibly in tears as she exited the capsule. Katy Perry and journalist Gayle King both kissed the ground as they exited the aircraft as well.
Chris, you a Harry Potter guy?
Kind of. I'm not really didn't dig deep into it, but I appreciate the series.
Yeah, I never got into it, but maybe this will be a good chance to start. HBO's Harry Potter series announcing some of its cast. John Lithgow will play Albus Dumbledore. Janet McTeer will play Minerva McGonagall. And Papa Assiadu will star as Severus Snape and Nick Frost taking on the role of Rubius Hagrid. Meanwhile, Luke Thallon will play Quirinus Quirrell and Paul Whitehouse is cast as Argus Filch. There's an easy one. There's still no word on who will play the lead roles of Harry, Ron, and Hermione, but filming is set to begin this summer. Yeah, I don't know. I was tripping all over the place there. Carry on.
Okay. You did good, man.
Thanks, man.
I understood a doggone, and believe me, I understood everything
I understood
said.
The majority of
it. The only thing I got, the thing I could really recognize was Hagrid, because I know he's the big burly guy, you know?
Oh, really?
The rest of them, I don't know who they're talking about. A Minecraft movie continues its reign at the weekend box office. Here you go, something positive. Kathleen Maloney has the details for you.
After just 2 weeks in theaters, a Minecraft movie is now the highest-grossing Hollywood release of 2025.
Anything you can dream about here
can make.
The Warner Brothers video game adaptation starring Jack Black and Jason Momoa pulling in $80.6 million in ticket sales in its second weekend. Some new releases rounding out the top three this week. An animated tale about the life of Jesus, the King of Kings, debuts in second place with $19.1 million, and The Amateur opens in third place with $15 million in ticket sales. Kathleen Maloney, Fox News.
Traffic and weather together on the Fives.
Alrighty, one final check of the roads and weather for you here. Let's see, not too much going on. Do have some minor backups on Navarre Parkway if you're traveling westbound towards Highway 87, and maybe some on Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile Road. Outside of that, there's not much going on. As for the weather, 75 degrees, low of 64 tonight. Tomorrow, mostly sunny, high of 79, low of 52.
Boy, this is something you don't want to... It happened to me in Colorado Springs one night. Flight got grounded. There was no place to go, no gate openings, and we had to sit on the plane for 7 hours on the ground. I set that up for you because here's what happened. Delta passengers got stuck on the runway after bad weather forced the plane to stay on the ground. Heard this one before. Griff Jenkins has more and a pretty good explanation.
A layover that became a sleepover. Nearly 300 Delta Airlines passengers enduring a night of chaos last week. Bad weather forcing two international flights to divert to a regional airport in Montgomery, Alabama that doesn't have customs, leaving the passengers to spend the night in their planes on the tarmac. The flights, which had departed Mexico for Atlanta, did reach their destination the next day.
All righty, let's see. Also, wanted to touch on this because this could have been far worse than it was, but still a mishap. Green Day's Saturday Coachella set went out with a bang, which was unfortunate for the crowd. During the end of their Saturday performance, a rogue firework shot into a crowd of people and set a palm tree on fire. Video of the fireworks display mishap hit X and shows the rogue firework heading for the crowd and exploding on landing. A TikTok video of the event shows a palm tree bursting into flames, but firefighters put it out right away. It is not clear if anyone was injured. There we go.
I was waiting for you to talk about Bernie Sanders being there. He made an appearance, by the way.
At Coachella?
Coachella.
With Green Day? Or just at the festival?
It was Bernie Day.
Oh.
Bernie made a big impact, let me tell you. Half the Stonos were saying, who's that guy? FTC's antitrust lawsuit against Facebook parent company Meta officially began today. Grady Trimble is reporting from the White House.
Pfizer's testing for danuglipron was in phase three, which is usually the last part of development before a company submits the treatment to government regulators for approval. The company says it will stop studying the weight loss drug after one of the participants in its trial experienced a possible drug-induced liver injury that was resolved once they stopped taking it. Pfizer had been testing the once-daily pill after scrapping development of a twice-daily version in late 2023 because most patients dropped out due to side effects including frequent nausea and vomiting. The pill had been seen as an alternative to the popular weight loss drugs given weekly by injection, including Novo Nordisk's Wegovy and Eli Lilly's Zepbound. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Okay, the Republicans raking in some bucks here. Fundraising organization for the Republican Party announces a record haul. Teresa Crowley explains.
Republicans looking to grow the grassroots at the state level are making hay with a record fundraising haul the first 3 months of the Trump term. The Republican State Leadership Committee is dedicated to electing Republicans at the state level, raising a record $13 million in the first quarter, over $2.2 million online, with 5,000 new donors who chipped in an average $25 apiece. Republicans control 28 of the 50 state legislatures, with Democrats controlling 18 and three legislatures divided. But the RSLC president tells the GOP we must stay alert, with Democrats ready to invest unlimited resources in down-ballot races. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
Okay, why don't you put this on your calendar here. Get ready for the Pensacola Brick Convention. And no, this has nothing to do with the brick-and-mortar industry. We're talking about Lego here, September 13th and 14th. Mm. They'll be over at the fairgrounds. You can meet professional Lego artists from around the country. They'll be showing off their Lego creations and a chance for fans to meet their favorite creators. If you are a Lego person, there will be a Lego construction zone with thousands of bricks available for you to work with. Coming back in 12 minutes, this is News Radio 92.3, Chris and Austin. We'll see you then.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.